Hello, friends. Sorry, forgive me. This particular recording is surrounding deliverance, patience, and streams, rivers, springs in dry places. Your situation, you may be willing it well to change it, to do what's in your own power. And if you don't believe in God at all, then you must not love, and you must not be loving. Moreover, is it about willing our own situations to change the way we think they ought? Or is it not about patience, joy and tribulation? Yes, even now, I've been wrestling with God, and that's not a bad thing. Let him get you into submission, even now and forever. God bless you. Well, my parents woke me up this morning with a phone call saying they were on the way round. We got in the car, I went to McDonald's, the car broke down. Had a burger and a classic coffee. But like I said, the car broke down. Now, the original thought was to obviously, with my mother and father in the car, was who owns the glory in this? Who's got the situation? It's the Lord. I could have, and right now I'm walking away from it, which is, I believe, the best thing to do. The RAC, a breakdown recovery service, on the way, sighted at approximately 3 hours for their arrival, even opposite the road from a garage. I'm sure that the solutions were running through our blood, every suggestion, but yet, behold, should I have of rang as a member of the AA, another breakdown service, and they even got there before AA, the RAC, then surely it could have been an argument. The solution we seek, which is often just giving things to God and walking away, because on the horizon were arguments. And in all of this, I'm currently enjoying returning home. My parents, they'll be okay. They broke down in a McDonald's car park. I feel that I've done the right thing, because I did seek the Lord on this occasion, as my hope would be for you and I, every occasion. So just, with any arguments in the future permeating your horizon of what could happen, just walk away. They've got the RAC on the way. Tuck your pride back in and remain hopeful. I've had a nice morning, and I've been talking online to my friend Mr. Bacon, who in whom him and I have reconciled, even now, even to the Lord, and our supplications have surely been heard. So, in a nutshell, this post is surrounding, sometimes you've got to leave a situation, as if you sense any of your presence there, as good as it is, as much as your solutions will bring about victory, sometimes one has to forfeit the glory for the sake of any argument. Argue not, for it is ground for the devil. But sometimes my prayer here is, flee. Yes, flee. Get out of there. Don't allow any grounds, and be prepared to give your glory up for another, for that's surely the law and the prophets. God bless you guys.